happened to us. We know what it's like. Those folks over there in Louisiana and Texas are going to need a lot of help. And so Gulf Coast has always been a very giving community, and we appreciate all the assistance we're getting.
Jerry Kendall, the executive director of the local Red Cross chapter, says the deployments from their service area began on Friday to both Texas and Louisiana.
There's 19 people left from our region. We actually had people go early because volunteers do the actual staffing, determine the need, and do all the logistics when the people get there.
At this point, none of the region's seven ERVs, emergency response vehicles, have been sent west. The main reason is an area of disturbance that's now in the Atlantic and projected to become Tropical Storm Irma off the U.S. East Coast.
We actually had the storm hit South Florida this weekend and had like 60 homes with flooding.
In the Houston area, volunteers are awaiting a break in the weather before some of their work can begin.
We did the sheltering, the feeding, the canteening. We also do the damage assessment. This is going to be a very long, drawn-out event. I mean, it'll be several more days before the water goes down and we can even get started.
Red Cross volunteers generally serve in a disaster area for about 2 weeks, give or take, before being rotated home. And Kendall says that's making it a top priority to recruit more volunteers.
The first step, really, is to go to redcross.org and say, I want to be a volunteer. We're going to give you some safety training for everybody, and depending on what you're going to go do, we're going to give you some specific training for that.
Another call is going out from Texas for blood, and One Blood's Pensacola office is joining their counterparts in preparing to answer the call. All blood types are welcome, says spokesman Pat Michaels, but there's a special need for a couple.
O negative and O positive blood, as well as platelet and plasma donors.
One Blood and other organizations are filling in for blood centers in Texas who are now unable to collect.
If you want to find out locations to donate, the easiest thing to do is go to OneBlood, OneBlood.org.
The mission in this instance for One Blood is twofold: collecting enough blood and components to provide for both local needs and those in East Texas.
As we well know, here in Florida, when we have hurricanes and we're shut down, you don't have blood donations. You have to have a constant supply of blood. We would supply our hospitals first, and then the blood that we will be able to get in excess to send to the blood banks in Texas.
Governor Rick Scott has assigned state fish and wildlife officers, boats, and equipment to the Houston area. Some have been staged in Pensacola. When deployment is complete, 145 FWC officers and support staff will be in the affected areas. Meanwhile, the Red Cross is taking donations specifically for Harvey's victims. Executive Director Jerry Kendall says cash is preferred and points to the myriad ways to give.
Call our office at 432-7601, redcross.org online. You can mail a check to the Balin Street address. We'll take care of that and get the help to the folks there in need.
You can also donate $10 to the Red Cross by texting the word Harvey to 90999 on your mobile device. Donations of clothing, food, and other items for the time being would be more of a hindrance than a help.
People with the best of intentions just don't realize the logistics, the cost of storing and transporting goods generally outweigh the value of it.
Volunteers from other organizations are also gearing up to assist in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey. The Salvation Army has shower trailers, bunkhouses, a generator, and 12 staff in Baton Rouge. And the Florida Baptist Convention has feeding and chainsaw teams on standby for deployment. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.